Fine. Okay. Simin Kuf Yutess, Seyd Alel Pesach, we're up to Siv Gimel. So after Kaddish, that's where we left off, right? Yeah. Acher kach, yirchoitz yada v'lo yivarchalein. You wash your hands, you don't make a bracha on them, right? As all the kids know. Umanagvan, and then you dry your hands. V'chaytach min ha-karpas, you take a piece of karpas, la'atzmai to himself, l'chol b'nei b'esan, to the whole family, l'chol echad pachas mi'gazayas, to each one less than gazayas, with taylum v'mei melach, and then you dip it into salt, u'mevarchan b'ri pri adama, u'mechavim lift up a bracha zu gam ha-samar, you should have kavana to be to pater mara, and if you don't have the kavana, you still don't make a bracha on the mara, right? Va'ichol gamkin ve'seva small. You also lean it. You lean. Not everybody holds that. The kids are saying that you make the you do haseva by karpas. Others say that you don't do because it's not freedom. It's salt water for the tears. Says then you take the middle matzah v'chalka and you split it. And you put the large one, you put it away for the afikoman, the larger piece. And now you can lekarch b'mapa, and the minig is to wrap it up in cloth. That the leftovers were wrapped up in clothing, right? So meaning they hid it. They took the leftovers of their matzah and they hid it in their clothing. So Mamela, that's what we want to do with the Afikoman too. Vyeshem asimen and some put it on their shoulders, Mitzrayim, Afikoman, who b'makom Pesach, and since Afikoman represents the Pesach, Choshev, that's why it's Choshev, and then that should be the larger piece. In the smaller piece, you put it back into its place, and then you open the matzahs and you lift up the plate, the seder plate, and you say halachma ani de'achalu b'chulei di. Okay, that's a whole meaning. You basically. You make me actually, I'll do whatever I want with that. I'm just in the middle of a few to
Thank
figure
you.
that out.
Thank you.
Okay. Lo yomru tevas di. You don't say the word di, right? Because some say, meaning, depending on what your lashon is, right? If you say halach ma'an yedi achalu al lashon haba b'nei chayrin, right? Not if you, that's the proper way to say it. But the kids are saying, but if you say ki halach ma'anya, not halach ma'anya, Lo yomru tevas di, then don't say the word di, because okay, I don't know if it's good to get into this whole thing. It's a dictic thing of what it's going on. Okay, Sean, but that's I think I don't know. I never heard of anybody saying kol lachmanya. Fine, dalit acher kach moizen koshani. So then after that, you pour the second kos. All right. And some take the ka'ara away. Vatinoik shoyl manishtana, and the tinoik, that's the tinoik asks manishtana. Okay, good. That's good.
Thank you. My hope is
Yeah,
alive.
and a mazel tov to you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, mazel tov. Sach nachas.
Really
Yeah.
appreciate it. Hit you up on this week. Tuesday.
Oh, yeah?
Thank you for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vim ain't tinoik, and if there's no tinoik, Yishal ben Acher, you ask, a different son should ask, Aibitai, or his daughter, Aichaveroi, or his wife, Aishtai. If there's nobody else, then the wife asks. Then you say, Avonamayinu. Here you go. This is the big Musa. The proper thing to do is Lefarish, Lebnei Beisai, Divrei Haggadah, to explain to Bnei Beisai the words of the Haggadah. Because they're chayved in the Haggadah. They need somebody to explain it to them. The Lashon Shemavinim, and the Lashon that they understand. And let's say you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, then say it in the Haggadah, Shehu Impirish Ashkenaz, with the translation. And then, meaning, say each pasuk and then translate it. For sure, the Gamliel, you have to understand the reason. For Pesach Matzah Umara. And you get to be sham the yichasas hamatzis. Anytime you lift up the kais, you cover the matzis, right? Yichasas hamatzis shelo yira hapas that you shouldn't see. It shouldn't be embarrassing that you're leaving the matzah and you're doing the kais. V'noitin and then you take the kaises in the hands. V'aymer v'yishamda ad miyada v'chayzer megalas hamatzis. Then you go open the matzis again. You take the small half of the matzah that's in the seder plate, umar le bnei beis, and show it to bnei beis. Vaymer matzah zu, v'chem b'mar zem agbiyas amar. Avok shemar pesach shayavsino oichlim lo yagbiyas azraya shu zechel pesach. There you don't lift it up. Shaloye nira kilo hikdishu b'kach, because then it looks like you're making it into hektish, which is a problem. That's why you're not supposed to say. We discussed already. You're not supposed to say that this meat is for Pesach, because then it looks like you're making Karm Pesach. So the same thing, you don't point to the shank bone or whatever it is that they call it. When you get to Lefikach, which is at the end, Machasas and Matzis, because again, you're picking up the kais. So then you cover the Matzis, Machasas and Matzis, Menoito Kolechadis Akais, Beyode, everybody lifts up the kais, and Magbia Acha Chaisim Gal Yisrael, and then you hold it till Gal Yisrael, Mavarchan Ala Kais, Butter Priyagofim, Veshoisim Veseva Small, and then you drink it leaning on the left. Again, Svardim. Don't make that bracha, but Ashkenazim do. Hey, you can have the minor, no? Yeah. Achakach, all right. Shkoyach, it's a. Achakach, roiksim yedeim. After that, you wash your hands. Mavarchan alotilas yedeim. Make the bracha nitiyas yedeim. Mavarcha moitzi ala matzis. You make a moitzi ala matzis. Lefisha be yomtiv tzarot lutzay al shtei kikras shleimas. Because on yomtiv, you have to have lechem mishnah or mitzvah achilas matzah he mina prusa and the mitzvah achilas matzah is from the broken piece lefisha matzah nikris lechem oini because matzah is called lechem oini but darka shel oni beprusa and the derech of the oni is with a is a prusa, right? So that's why you have to have the two matzahs and you have to have the broken matzah. Alkein pishashu mevarech hamoitzi oiches shtei matzahs shleimus biyodav you hold both matzahs v'aprusa b'nein u'mevarech ha'moitzi u'maniachas ha'matzah tachtoina miyodav then you leave the bottom matzah v'aichas rak b'elyoina v'gam b'prusa and you only hold the top and the broken u'mevarech ha'lechilas matzah and then you make ha'lechilas matzah. The question is though, if he said before that ha'lechilas matzah is going on the broken one, so why do you have to hold the top one? Because there are those that hold it, the top one you're making the ha'lechilas matzah. That's where the whole tumult comes with the two kazesim and all that. And you be mitzayim from the top one and from the broken. We call achas kazayis from each one of kazayis. You also have to give to everybody in the bnei beisoy, right? Meaning, but most people, you're not going to get a kazayis for everybody at the table from the top matzah and the middle matzah. So you have to supplement with other matzah. And Reb Moshe Feinstein and Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach say that because of this, you want to make sure that everybody gets a kezayis from an actual matzah of lechem mishnah. Therefore, you should every 2 to 3 adults, depending on how big your kezayisim are, should have their own matzahs. V'aichlin shneim yachad, eat both of them together. Perseba smallest leaning on the left.
When they have they have three matzahs and they're doing somebody's doing,
yeah,
afikoman. Someone's
yes,
separating
the whole deal. Yeah,
every 2 to 3 adults.
That's where Ramosha did it, and that's where Rosh Hashanah did it. Yeah,
okay.
I don't think that's the minig in the Velt. I don't think that's the minig. I really don't think that's the minig, right?
But is that something? If I haven't done it that way, should we
what?
Do it that way?
What?
If we haven't done it that way ever, now should we do it that way?
No, you should not do it that way.
But then you're going to get
Are
into
you
that
serious?
Problem. Then you're going to get into that problem of not having them because they
just want to see it. He didn't say he saw what it is.
What do you say? I'm sorry.
Then you're not going to have that problem of not having kaseisim of lechem mishnah.
Okay, but so what? Well, who says everybody there has to have it?
I mean, my family's never had it yet. So
there you
what's
go.
Another year? What's
They'll
another
continue
year?
That way.
What's another
yeah.
year? Okay.
Yeah, I grew out of my. I didn't do it with my father growing up, and I do it with my in my family. And if it's difficult to eat both kazaisim at one time. Eichotchilas the kazais hamoitzi. First eat the kazais of hamoitzi from the top. And then the next one from the broken piece. You shouldn't stop with them at all. And eat both of them. And these medinas were. You don't dip the matzah into salt, even though that's normally the thing to do, because you want it to be plain matzah. Loishal amaitzi v'loishal matzah, not the piece of the amaitzi and not of the matzah. Now, based on this, there are those at all. There's no dips on. Well, it's actually for a different reason also, because you don't want to have more than two dips. There's no dips to be had. You're not supposed to have dips on the Seder night. I don't think people are makbid on this. Okay, that's first chelek.
Yes, second chelek is another three.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Who wants dips that late?
Who wants dips? I don't
Who
know.
Wants
you give
dips
me
that late after the matzah and the maror and the chum.
You give me anything and I'll eat it. I don't.
No,
doesn't bother
not,
me.
No, not dips. No, not that late. Sorry.
Okay. Well, come to my house.
Okay. I get my own matzahs.
There you go. All right, we'll stop at that and hold on 1 minute, please.